Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène and I'll be your host today. Each week, I will give you the keys to better use, manage and source consulting services. In this fifth episode, I will give you some sound principles to define your needs. Last week, we discussed how to get started in the sourcing process. We saw that the first step was to identify the scope and the budget. My clients tell me, my project is very small. It is a sequel. I already know the consultant I want to work with. These are fair points, but let me put it another way. How can you measure the impact of a given project if you don't define the expectations? Defining the scope of your project is a compulsory step in the sourcing process. You need to gather a team made of the major stakeholders and agree on the expected results, timeline, and budget for the project. Even though you are thinking of bringing in external resources to lead the project, the sound principle of project management still apply. Determine the real problem to solve and the project objectives. Many consulting projects fail because the scope is too vague or too broad. If you decide to work with consultants, you're interested in their analytical skills, their expertise, or their outstanding communication competencies. Don't waste their talent and your money on menial tasks. They are better employed at complex projects where they can do their magic. Besides, they might not be interested in working on small projects, and your project could move down on their priority list. And it might not be good news in regards to the quality and the expertise. If you're looking for another pair of arms or data crunching, you might prefer freelance platforms such as Comatch, Catalent, Talmix, or even networks like Aidan McCollum. You will find bright individuals ready to take on very small projects or interim work. It is sometimes difficult to translate the business challenges and the needs into a project. You might not be sure if the project will happen or have a clear scope in mind. The RFI, or Request for Information, can be a good way to collect and leverage information. It will help you refine your approach to solving the problem and develop consensus within your organization. It can also be a smart way to narrow the number of contestants on your list before engaging in the RFP process. Be sure to give a fair chance to all the consulting firms you engage in your RFI, so your company is not seen just as a brain picker. When the scope is clear, you can take an educated guess at how many consultants you need for the project. You can also think about the value expected from the project. That will give you a ballpark for how much you're ready to pay for that project. Many RFPs for consulting are rushed in their development. Sometimes the details or the context are insufficient to understand the business problem you are facing. Maybe some key requirements are missing, or the language is ambiguous. You also might have forgotten to mention the common pricing framework you wanted, or giving too little time for the candidate consultants to respond to the RFI or the RFP. However, the result is always the same. It is difficult for consulting firms to send a solid proposal, particularly if they are newcomers. The RFP will be the reference document for the consulting providers you invite to the competition. Don't forget to include elements on the RFP process, such as timeline, criteria of choice, and requirements. It will help the candidates to be laser focused on your needs. Now you have to define your expectation. What do you do with it? Find the right consultants. And that's the topic I will discuss next week. How do you organize a healthy competition to select the right consulting provider for your project? In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte with two F and two T's at consultingquest.com. Bye and see you next week. Au revoir.